Hi, friends, and welcome back. If you're new to my podcast, my name is Celine. Thanks for joining me. Have you noticed a lack of ambition and enthusiasm when it comes to keeping active, working out, or working on your healthy lifestyle lately? You may already realize how beneficial it is to stay active in general and well into old age in order to strengthen bones and muscles. But did you know how crucial physical activity is to maintaining a strong and well-functioning immune system? There's no doubt about it. Experts believe exercise and immunity are closely related. They suggest that physical activity may help flush bacteria and virus out of your lungs and airways that may reduce your chance of getting a cold, flu, or other illness. Exercise also seems to increase and strengthen the function of antibodies and white blood cells, the body's immune system cells that fight disease. Those who exercise regularly often report that they just can't do without it. Whenever they skip exercise, they really miss it, and they actually feel much more tired, much less motivated, much less happy, much more stressed and anxious, and even angry. This is because exercise has a huge impact on not only our physical health, but on our mental health as well. Adam Chekroun, MD, senior author of the largest study on the association between physical exercise and mental health, reports, there's very strong evidence that there is a relationship between exercise and mental health, and even things like walking or household chores seem to have benefits. So it's clear, exercise is much more than just looking good. But how do you get motivated so you can receive all the benefits that healthy activity has to offer? Let me offer some suggestions from the experts. First, think fun, not work. Find something you like to do so motivation comes easy. Study after study has shown that doing activities you really like is easier to stick with over time and in the long run. Start doing it sooner rather than later. We tend to get busy and overwhelmed as the day goes on, so don't let time become your excuse. Write down when, where, and how. Be very specific. Researchers have found those who filled out a form or even made a list describing their desired activity were much more easily able to commit. And it's also important to have a plan B. If it's raining and you can't walk outside, then plan B is going to the gym or using a stepper, the stairs, or even that stationary bike that just sits there in the garage. In one study, researchers found out that using that if-then statement works because you have prepared. Find a coach. Some health clubs offer free coaching. Join forces and find others to work out with. You're not in this alone. Friends can make wonderful coaches, and coaches can become wonderful friends. Mayo Clinic offers some more additional tips. Set goals. Start with simple goals and make them realistic and achievable. Start an exercise diary because writing down your goals may help you to stay motivated. For most healthy adults, the Department of Health and Human Services recommends at least 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity or 75 minutes of vigorous aerobic activity a week, or a combination of moderate and vigorous activity. Also aim to incorporate strength training exercises of all the major muscle groups into your fitness routine at least twice a week. Make it fun. Find sports and activities that you enjoy and vary the routine. It doesn't have to be boring. Think dance or martial arts. Make physical activity part of your daily routine. try and slip it in throughout the day, like walks or reading on a stationary bike. No excuses. Schedule workouts as you would any other important activity. And research has also found that sitting for long periods of time may negatively affect your health, even if you're getting the recommended amount of weekly activity. Remember, just move. Just take regular breaks throughout the day. Even standing while you're on the phone is better than sitting during a phone conversation. And reward yourself after each exercise session. Take a few minutes to let it sink in. Just savor the good feelings that the exercise gives you. This type of internal reward can make a long-term commitment to regular exercise easy. Be flexible. Be gentle on yourself. If you're too busy, take a day off if you need it. Get back on track as soon as you can. And you can repeat this meditation that follows and review these tips I shared to keep motivated. And remember, physical activity is for life. I wonder if you'll find that working out may become your happy place and one of the most enjoyable activities of the day. Now find a place where you'll be undisturbed for the next 20 minutes or so. Wear some loose and comfortable clothes. No driving or working now, just relaxing. Seated in a chair or lying down, arms and hands comfortably by your side. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Imagine it's filling your stomach. Hold it. Release as you exhale through your mouth. Another deep, full breath. Good. Hold it. Exhale. One more deep, full breath. Exhale. Let go. Close your eyes and begin to relax. Just allow any stressful thoughts or worries or concerns drift away as though you put them on a cloud. Good. All stress and worries, concerns far, far away now. Just think about relaxing every muscle in your body from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Imagine a golden glow of relaxation right at the top of your head now. Soothing, warming, comforting. Just allow the golden glow of relaxation flow down now from the top of your head, over your face, your neck, your shoulders, down to your arms, your hands, and into your fingertips, down your back and chest, through your abdomen, your hips and thighs. your legs, your feet, flowing right into your toes now. Sleep all the way down deep now. Just drift and dream and float. You're safe and secure and perfectly relaxed now. And as you relax even deeper, I wonder if you can allow your subconscious mind to take you back in time. Deeper and deeper. And see yourself at your prime. See yourself or someone you admire who's strong, healthy, and physically fit. Look at that person. Say to yourself, this is me. This person loves to work out. This person enjoys healthy physical activity. This person looks good and feels great, body and mind. And when it comes to staying physically fit, you and this person are one in the same. And when it comes to physical fitness, it's easy for you to stay motivated. You feel comfortable, confident, and in charge while you enjoy healthy activities. And the time passes quickly. Alone or with others, it doesn't matter because it's easy for you to focus on the activity you're engaged in. Some people are sweaty or uncomfortable. Some people are tired, annoyed, or bothered while working out. You're comfortable, energized, and happy. Others may get distracted, feel nervous, or worried, or bored, but not you. You're focused and calm, confident and relaxed. You feel just fine. This is your happy place, and it shows. In the past and up until now, you might have had excuses. Your excuses might have been you're too tired, it's too early, it's too late. You don't feel like it. There's too many people, or you're all alone. Here's the good news. You've replaced those excuses with new motivation. A motivation that grows stronger and more positive every day. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Go even deeper. Picture. Imagine. Think about. See yourself exercising now in your favorite way. You feel good. You look great. You're comfortable. You feel calm and confident. As you begin working out, you feel focused. You're happy and relaxed. Time passes quickly. You say to yourself, this is easy. This is fun. I feel like I'm in my happy place. It feels so good. Take a moment and just think about all the benefits this healthy activity has to offer. Think about how good it is for you, how good it is for everyone who touches your life. And as the days and the weeks and the months and the years go by, you notice how much better you feel. You see and feel the healthy changes in your body and in your life. You're happy. You're positive. You're energetic and strong, and it shows. I wonder what else positive and healthy and wonderful that you'll do for yourself. Breathe and relax. And say to yourself, I'm happier when I exercise. I'm more energized when I exercise. Every day, in every way, I'm getting fitter and stronger. I love being active. I enjoy training and working out. I love to walk and run. Physical activity is healthy and fun. Healthy physical activity helps me stay calm. I'm so happy that exercise is becoming an important part of my life. I feel healthier whenever I exercise. My mind is clearer whenever I exercise. I really enjoy exercise, working out, and physical activity. I enjoy being outside. I enjoy going to the gym. It's easy to find the time for exercise and healthy activity. I feel calm and happy when I finish my workout. Daily, I see and feel the benefits of healthy physical activity. Working out is becoming my happy place. Exercise is becoming more and more an important part of my life. physical fitness is very important to me. And I'm becoming more motivated to do even more things that are good and healthy for me. Just let all these positive suggestions go to the deepest part of your mind now. Let them help you make the changes that you desire to commit to be fit. If it's your time to wake up now, you may do so whenever you're ready. If it's your time to sleep, you may drift and dream and float into peaceful sleep now.